When Aries Sailor saw 3-year-old Betty, she didn't see a child with Down syndrome and other challenges. She saw an irresistible baby who needed an adoptive home. Sailor opened hers.
My belief is that there is a family for every child out there.
30 years later, Sailor is executive director of One Church, One Child of Tallahassee, which steers potentially adoptive parents to the right agencies. Sailor welcomes any move to promote adoption.
My belief is that there is a family for every child out there.
House Health and Human Services Chair Jason Broder of Sanford wants to do just that. His bill would give state workers a $5,000 incentive for adopting children caught in the foster care system and $10,000 for those with special needs. Here's Broder before a House committee.
In 2014, we had 670 children who were available for adoption, but did not have an adoptive family identified for them, despite actively seeking one.
His bill passed unanimously, but not without some turbulence. Democrat David Richardson of Miami Beach tried unsuccessfully to use a parliamentary procedure to block an amendment allowing foster and adoptive parents to homeschool their children. In the adoption arena, special needs children include those older than 8, minorities, those who come with a brother or sister, or who have emotional or developmental disabilities. A companion measure by former Senate President Don Gates of Niceville will go a step further than the House version. It carves $3.4 million out of the General Revenue Fund to pay for the incentives. Gates told a Social Services Committee last month it could be a money saver.
Right now it costs about $35,000 a year to keep a child in a group home. It costs over $6,000 a year to keep a child in foster care with a foster care family.
His bill also would give the Department of Children and Families $6.5 million in extra money once it comes up with ways for measuring the program's performance. Last summer, 3,031 Florida children were available for adoption, Senate experts say. In 2013, 93% of children adopted from the welfare system in Florida had special needs. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.